Welcome, fellow travelers, to the Bites of Magic podcast, where we explore the mystical realms of the digital age. In this episode, we delve into the meme magic of micro-targeting, a sorcery that weaves viral marketing and personalized propaganda into a tapestry of influence. Picture, if you will, the internet as a vast collective unconscious, a digital dream time where archetypes and mythic narratives roam free. In this realm, memes are the modern hieroglyphs, carrying hidden meanings and cultural coding in their pixelated forms, just as the ancient cave paintings of Lascaux and the intricate hieroglyphs of Egypt carried the power to shape perception and behavior, so too do the viral memes of our time. The great psychoanalyst Carl Jung and the mythologist Joseph Campbell understood the universal language of myth and archetype, the patterns that echo through our stories and symbols. In the digital age, these archetypal forces find new expression in the memes and viral content that spread across our screens. The media theorist Marshall McLuhan saw media as extensions of the human psyche, shaping our senses and our understanding of the world. His concept of the global village anticipated the erosion of boundaries between self and screen in the age of the internet. As we scroll through our news feeds, we are bombarded by a constant stream of symbols and images, each vying for our attention and our engagement. This is the attention economy, where our consciousness is the commodity mined for data and targeted for influence. The algorithms of big tech transmute our digital footprints into profiles of our desires and fears, a form of alchemical transformation that turns data into gold. Yet this alchemy comes at a cost. The surveillance capitalism of the tech giants erodes our privacy and autonomy as our every move is tracked and analyzed for profit. We are left to wonder who owns our data and who shapes our reality. In this brave new world, we must reclaim our digital sovereignty, assert our right to privacy and self-determination in the face of the machines that seek to define us. The rise of micro-targeting and personalized propaganda is a symptom of this larger shift, as the meme magic of the internet is weaponized for political and commercial gain. The chaos magicians who pioneered the art of meme magic understood the power of symbols to shape reality, to manifest desires through the manipulation of language and image. In the hands of marketers and propagandists, this power is amplified by the algorithms of social media as our news feeds are hijacked by forces beyond our control. Yet even as we grapple with the perils of this new sorcery, we must also recognize its potential for transformation and empowerment. The internet has democratized knowledge and creativity, giving rise to new forms of expression and connection. The mimetic language of the internet is a powerful tool for critique and resistance, as activists and artists use the symbols of the establishment to subvert and challenge the status quo. As we navigate this brave new world of bites and magic, we must cultivate a new form of literacy, one that combines the critical thinking of the Enlightenment with the intuitive wisdom of the mystic. We must learn to read between the pixels to decipher the hidden codes of the digital realm. Only then can we reclaim our agency and autonomy and shape the future of the technomantic frontier. So join me, fellow travelers, as we explore the meme magic of micro-targeting and the larger forces that shape our digital lives. Together, we can weave a new narrative, one that combines the best of magic and machine and charts a course towards a more enchanted and ethically grounded future. The journey begins now in the bites of magic that surround us. In the realm of corporate sorcery, branding is a form of sigil magic, encoding intentions and associations into abstract symbols. The corporate logo is a modern sigil charged with meaning and memory through repetition and exposure. Just as the chaos magicians of the 20th century, such as Austin Osman Spahr, believed in the power of abstract symbols to shape reality, so too do the branding wizards of Madison Avenue. The power of branding lies in its ability to bypass the rational mind and speak directly to the subconscious. The psychology of color, shape, and symbolism is a key tool in the magician's arsenal, as marketers and advertisers use these elements to evoke specific emotions. Of course, the magic of branding is not without its risks and pitfalls. The father of modern propaganda, Edward Bernays, understood the power of manipulating the subconscious for commercial and political gain. His campaigns for the American Tobacco Company in the 1920s helped to break the taboo against women smoking, rebranding cigarettes as torches of freedom and symbols of female empowerment. Yet this liberation came at a cost, as the health risks of smoking were obscured by the glamour of the brand. In the digital age, the sigil sorcery of branding has reached new levels of sophistication and seduction. The algorithms of social media and search engines are the new tarot cards, divining our deepest desires and serving us personalized visions of the brands that speak to us. The sponsored content and influencer marketing that populate our feeds are a form of subliminal seduction, blurring the lines between authentic expression and commercial enchantment. As we navigate this landscape of corporate sigils and branded incantations, we must develop a new form of media literacy, one that allows us to deconstruct the spells that are being cast upon us. This is the art of culture jamming, the deliberate subversion and detournement of corporate symbolism. By hijacking the sigils of the brands that seek to define us, we can reclaim our own narrative and identity. At the same time, we must recognize the social power of branding, the way in which it creates a sense of belonging and tribal affiliation. In a world of increasing isolation and atomization, the cult of the brand offers a form of community and shared meaning. The challenge is to create brands that align with our values and aspirations, rather than simply exploiting our insecurities and desires. As we move forward into the technomantic future, we must be mindful of the sigils we choose to wear and the spells we allow ourselves to be enchanted by. We must cultivate a sense of authenticity and integrity in our interactions with brands, seeking out those that resonate with our deepest selves rather than simply succumbing to the glamour of the moment. In this way, we can harness the power of branding for our own liberation and empowerment rather than being enslaved by it. The sigil sorcery of the digital age is a tool like any form of magic, and it is up to us to use it wisely and well. By staying true to our own authentic sigils, we can navigate the branded landscape with grace and discernment and emerge as the sovereign technomancers of our own lives. The battlefield of the digital age is not fought with swords and shields, but with memes and misinformation. This is the realm of memetic warfare, where ideas and narratives are weaponized to shape public opinion and destabilize societies. The concept of the meme, first coined by Richard Dawkins in his 1976 book, The Selfish Gene, has evolved from a unit of cultural transmission to a tool of psychological warfare. In the hands of state actors and political operatives, memes become instruments of disinformation, spreading false narratives and conspiracy theories like viruses through the social media ecosystem. These are the tactics of the troll armies and bot networks, the foot soldiers of the information war. They sow doubt and division, exploiting the fault lines of our polarized politics to further their own agendas. The power of memetic warfare lies in its ability to hijack our cognitive biases and emotional vulnerabilities. In an age of information overload and shortened attention spans, we are more susceptible than ever to the seductive simplicity of a viral meme or a catchy hashtag. The algorithms of social media, designed to keep us engaged and outraged, amplify the spread of disinformation, creating echo chambers of confirmation, bias, and tribalism. This is the post-truth politics of the digital age, where facts and objective reality are drowned out by the cacophony of alternative facts and fake news. The very concept of truth itself seems to be under assault as deepfakes and AI-generated content blur the lines between the real and the simulated. In this hall of mirrors, it becomes increasingly difficult to distinguish between authentic information and manipulated propaganda. As we wade through this swamp of disinformation, we must cultivate a new form of cognitive immunity, a memetic defense system against the viruses of the mind. This is the art of critical thinking, the ability to question our assumptions and seek out diverse perspectives. We must learn to fact-check our sources, to verify claims before spreading them ourselves, and to approach online content with a healthy dose of skepticism. At the same time, we must recognize the power of narrative and storytelling in shaping our beliefs and behaviors. The most effective propaganda is not the blatant lie, but the compelling story that resonates with our deepest hopes and fears. To counter the memetic warfare of disinformation, we must become storytellers ourselves, weaving narratives of empathy, nuance, and shared humanity. This is the way of the technomancer, the one who wields the magic of technology for the greater good. We must use the tools of the digital age to create new myths and narratives, ones that inspire hope and unity rather than fear and division. We must harness the power of memes and viral content to spread messages of compassion, curiosity, and critical thinking. The path forward is not an easy one, as the forces of memetic warfare are vast and ever-evolving. The attention economy incentivizes the spread of outrage and sensationalism, while the surveillance capitalism of big tech commodifies our every click and scroll. The gamification of reality blurs the boundaries between news and entertainment, fact and fiction, self and screen. Yet even in this dizzying landscape, there is reason for hope. The rise of citizen journalism and grassroots activism shows the power of decentralized networks to challenge the narratives of the powerful. The emergence of new technologies such as blockchain and decentralized platforms offers the potential for more transparent and accountable forms of information sharing. Ultimately, the key to navigating the memetic warfare of the digital age lies in our own agency and discernment. We must take responsibility for the information we consume and the narratives we spread. We must cultivate the wisdom to know when we are being manipulated and the courage to speak truth to power. In doing so, we become the heroes of our own stories, the technomancers of a more enlightened age. The year 2018 marked a turning point in the public awareness of the dark arts of psychographic profiling as the Cambridge Analytica scandal erupted onto the global stage. This shadowy company, funded by conservative billionaires and linked to the Trump campaign, had harvested the personal data of millions of Facebook users without their consent, using it to build detailed psychological profiles for the purposes of political persuasion. At the heart of this controversy was the work of Michal Kosinski and David Stilwell, psychologists who had developed a method for predicting personality traits based on Facebook likes and other digital footprints. Their research, published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science in 2013, and it worked showing that with just a few dozen likes, an algorithm could predict someone's personality better than their friends and family could. The implications of this research were both fascinating and frightening. On one hand, it opened up new possibilities for personalized education, mental health support, and even romance. Imagine a world where your digital assistant could sense your emotional state and offer just the right words of encouragement, or where online dating apps could match you with your true soulmate based on your psychological compatibility. But the Cambridge Analytica scandal revealed the darker side of this technology, as it was weaponized for political manipulation and propaganda. By targeting voters with tailored messages based on their personality profiles, the company claimed to be able to sway elections and shape public opinion on a massive scale. The Trump campaign's digital director, Brad Parscale, even boasted that they had built profiles on every American based on data from Facebook, Google, and other sources. This kind of psychological profiling is based on the so-called ocean model of personality, which describes people in terms of five basic traits: openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism. By analyzing someone's digital footprint, algorithms can infer these traits with remarkable accuracy and use them to predict everything from their political views to their shopping habits. The danger of this technology lies in its potential for exploitation and manipulation. In the wrong hands, it could be used to target people's fears and prejudices, to reinforce echo chambers and filter bubbles, and to undermine the very foundations of democracy. Imagine a world where elections are decided not by the free exchange of ideas, but by the most effective psychological manipulation campaigns, where truth itself is just another commodity to be bought and sold. As we grapple with the implications of psychographic profiling, we must also confront the larger questions of privacy and consent in the digital age. Who owns our data, and who has the right to use it for their own purposes? How can we protect ourselves from being manipulated by algorithms that know us better than we know ourselves? These are not easy questions to answer, but they are essential if we are to navigate the technomantic landscape with our agency and autonomy intact. We need new forms of digital literacy, new ways of understanding and controlling our own data, and new regulations to hold the tech giants accountable for their use and abuse of our personal information. At the same time, we must also recognize the potential for this technology to be used for good. Just as the printing press democratized knowledge and the internet connected the world, psychographic profiling could be a tool for empowerment and understanding. If wielded with wisdom and care, imagine a world where we could use our digital footprints to gain insight into our own minds, to overcome our biases and limitations, and to connect with others on a deeper level. As we move forward into the uncharted territories of the digital landscape, we must do so with both caution and courage. We must be vigilant against the dark arts of manipulation and control, while also being open to the possibilities of growth and transformation. We must become the technomancers of our own lives, wielding the magic of data and algorithms for the greater good. In this brave new world of psychographic sorcery, the key to our liberation lies in our own self-awareness and self-mastery. By understanding the forces that shape our beliefs and behaviors, we can reclaim our agency and chart our own course through the labyrinth of the digital age. May we walk this path with wisdom, compassion, and imagination, and may our bites be blessed with the magic of our highest selves. In the hallowed halls of Silicon Valley, a new form of alchemy is being practiced, one that transmutes the base metals of our data into the gold of predictive analytics. This is the realm of machine learning, where algorithms sift through vast troves of information to uncover patterns and make predictions about our behaviors, preferences, and desires. And nowhere is this alchemy more potent than in the realm of recommendation engines, the digital oracles that guide our choices and shape our worldviews. Consider the magic of Amazon, Netflix, and Spotify, the trinity of algorithmic curation that dominates our cultural landscape. With each click and scroll, these platforms are learning more about us, building detailed profiles of our tastes and habits. They know what books we read, what movies we watch, what music we listen to, and they use this knowledge to make uncannily accurate predictions about what we might want to consume next. On the surface, this may seem like a harmless convenience, a way to navigate the overwhelming abundance of content available to us. After all, who doesn't appreciate a well-timed recommendation for a new favorite song or a hidden gem of a movie? But as Tristan Harris and the Center for Humane Technology have warned, there is a darker side to this algorithmic alchemy, one that exploits our psychological vulnerabilities and hijacks our attention for profit. At the heart of this problem lies the attention economy, the business model that underlies much of the digital world. In this economy, our attention is the commodity, and the goal is to keep us engaged and hooked for as long as possible. The algorithms of recommendation engines are designed to do just that by serving up an endless stream of content that is tailored to our individual interests and desires. But this personalization comes at a cost. As we scroll through our feeds, we are exposed to a narrowing range of ideas and perspectives, filtered through the lens of our own biases and preferences. This is the filter bubble effect, where our online experiences become echo chambers of our own beliefs and values, reinforcing our preconceptions and shielding us from alternative viewpoints. Over time, this can lead to a kind of intellectual atrophy, a dulling of our critical faculties, and a weakening of our ability to engage with diverse perspectives. We become passive consumers of information rather than active participants in the marketplace of ideas. And as the algorithms get better at predicting our behaviors, we may find ourselves increasingly trapped in feedback loops of our own making, unable to break free from the gravitational pull of our own data. But the risks of algorithmic recommendation go beyond the individual level. There is also the danger of algorithmic discrimination, where the biases and blind spots of the programmers are encoded into the algorithms themselves. We have already seen examples of this in the realms of hiring, lending, and criminal justice, where algorithms have been shown to perpetuate and even amplify existing social inequalities. As we navigate this brave new world of algorithmic alchemy, we must do so with a critical eye and a commitment to ethical principles. We need greater transparency and accountability from the tech giants that wield these powerful tools, and we need to demand that they be designed with the well-being of users in mind, rather than simply the maximization of engagement and profit. At the same time, we must also cultivate our own agency and discernment as consumers of digital content. We must learn to recognize when we are being manipulated by algorithms and to assert our own preferences and values in the face of personalized recommendations. We must seek out diverse perspectives and challenge ourselves to engage with ideas that make us uncomfortable, rather than retreating into the comfort of our filter bubbles. Ultimately, the power of algorithmic recommendation is a double-edged sword, one that can be wielded for good or for ill. In the right hands, these tools could be used to promote civic engagement, environmental activism, and social justice by connecting people with the information and resources they need to make a difference in the world. But in the wrong hands, they could be used to reinforce existing power structures and maintain the status quo. As technomancers of the digital age, we have a responsibility to shape these tools in ways that align with our highest values and aspirations. We must be the alchemists of our own data, transmuting the raw materials of our online lives into the gold of wisdom, compassion, and self-awareness. Only then can we hope to create a digital world that truly serves the needs of the human spirit rather than simply the demands of the market. So let us embrace the magic of algorithmic recommendation, but let us do so with eyes wide open, hearts full of intention, and minds committed to the greater good. In the misty realms of the digital occult, there is a practice known as chaos magic, a form of sorcery that embraces the power of belief and the malleability of reality. According to the chaos magicians, reality is a consensual hallucination, a shared narrative that can be shaped and manipulated through the force of will and imagination. And in the age of the internet, this practice has found a new expression in the phenomenon of fake news, the weaponization of memes, and the rise of alternate reality games. Consider the strange case of the Macedonian teenagers who made a fortune by creating fake news stories during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. From their small town of Veles, these digital alchemists conjured up a phantasmagoria of political propaganda, spinning tall tales of Hillary Clinton's secret illnesses and Donald Trump's impending victory. They may not have known it, but they were practicing a form of chaos magic, using the power of the internet to shape the beliefs and behaviors of millions of people. Or consider the bizarre world of QAnon, the conspiracy theory that has spread like wildfire across social media in recent years. According to the followers of Q, an anonymous insider with top secret clearance, the world is controlled by a cabal of satanic pedophiles, and only Donald Trump can save us from their clutches. What started as a series of cryptic posts on the image board 4chan has now become a full-fledged alternate reality with its own language, symbols, and rituals. In many ways, QAnon is the ultimate expression of chaos magic in the digital age, a collective delusion that has taken on a life of its own. Its adherents are not simply passive consumers of information, but active participants in the creation of a new reality, one that is shaped by their deepest fears and desires. They are the sorcerers of the internet, wielding the power of memes and hashtags to conjure up a world that conforms to their beliefs. But the chaos magic of fake news and conspiracy theories is not without its dangers. As Whitney Phillips and Ryan Milner have argued in their book, You Are Here, a Field Guide for Navigating Polarized Speech, Conspiracy Theories, and Our Polluted Media Landscape. The spread of disinformation and alternative facts is not just a threat to our political discourse, but to our very sense of shared reality. When we can no longer agree on basic facts and truths, we lose the ability to have meaningful conversations and to find common ground. Moreover, the chaos magic of the internet is often fueled by darker impulses, such as racism, misogyny, and xenophobia. The alt-right and other hate groups have become adept at using memes and online harassment to spread their toxic ideologies, creating a climate of fear and division that threatens to tear our society apart. In this context, the line between trolling and terrorism becomes increasingly blurred. So how do we navigate this treacherous landscape of chaos magic and alternate realities? The first step is to cultivate a sense of media literacy and critical thinking, to learn how to spot fake news and disinformation when we see it. This means fact-checking our sources, seeking out multiple perspectives, and being willing to change our minds when presented with new evidence. But it also means something deeper and more profound, a fundamental shift in how we relate to the world around us. In the words of the philosopher Terence McKenna, we must take seriously the notion that understanding the universe is a form of play. we must learn to approach the chaos of the internet with a sense of curiosity and wonder, to see it as an opportunity for growth and transformation rather than a threat to our worldview. This is the way of the technomancer, the digital sorcerer who wields the power of technology for the greater good. We must become the hackers of our own reality, using the tools of the internet to create new narratives and possibilities. We must embrace the power of the imagination, not as an escape from reality, but as a means of transforming it. At the same time, we must also recognize the limits of our own knowledge and the importance of intellectual humility. In a world of infinite information and competing realities, we must cultivate a sense of epistemological modesty, a willingness to admit when we are wrong and to learn from those who disagree with us. Only by engaging in good faith dialogue and seeking to understand each other's perspectives can we hope to find a way forward. Ultimately, the chaos magic of the internet is a reflection of the chaos within ourselves, the unresolved conflicts and contradictions that we carry with us every day. By confronting this chaos with courage, compassion, and wisdom, we can learn to navigate the stormy seas of the digital age and chart a course towards a more enlightened future. May we all become the technomancers of our own lives, wielding the magic of the internet with grace, humor, and imagination. As we come to the end of our journey through the meme magic of micro-targeting, I invite you to take a step back and consider the larger implications of the technomantic world we inhabit. For the forces that shape our digital lives are not merely technical or economic in nature, but deeply philosophical and even spiritual. As the historian Yuval Noah Harari has argued, the great religions of the 21st century will not be Christianity or Islam, but rather the cult of technology. The belief that our salvation lies in the power of algorithms and artificial intelligence. Already we can see the signs of this shift in the way that tech companies are venerated as the new gods of our age, with their founders and CEOs treated as prophets and visionaries. The smartphone has become our portable shrine, the object of our constant devotion and attention, and the algorithms that guide our every online interaction are the new oracles, the unseen forces that shape our desires and beliefs. But as with any religion, there is a danger in blind faith and uncritical worship. For the technology that promises to liberate us can just as easily enslave us, binding us to the whims of the market and the dictates of the machine. The dream of transhumanism, of merging our minds with artificial intelligence and achieving a kind of digital immortality, is a seductive one. But it is also a vision that threatens to undermine our very humanity, to reduce us to mere data points in a vast computational network. So how do we navigate this brave new world of technomantic possibility and peril? The answer, I believe, lies in a kind of digital wisdom, a way of engaging with technology that is grounded in our deepest values and aspirations. We must learn to use these tools not as an end in themselves, but as a means to cultivate our own agency and autonomy, to expand our knowledge and empathy, and to create a world that is more just, compassionate, and beautiful. This is the great challenge and opportunity of our time, to become the technomancers of our own lives and communities. We must learn to wield the magic of technology with discernment and care.
To create rather than merely consummate. To question rather than blindly accept.
We must become the hackers of our own consciousness, the architects of our own reality. To do this, we will need to cultivate a new kind of literacy, one that goes beyond simply knowing how to use these tools, but understanding how they shape us in turn. We will need to develop a kind of digital ethics, a framework for navigating the complex moral landscape of the online world. And we will need to create new forms of community and collaboration, new ways of coming together to share knowledge and resources, to support and inspire one another. None of this will be easy, but as the visionary technologist Buckminster Fuller once said, you never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete. This is the great work of the technomancer, to build a new model of the world that is more aligned with our highest values and aspirations. And it is a work that each of us can contribute to in our own small way every day. Whether it is by creating art that inspires and provokes, by building tools that empower and connect, or simply by engaging in acts of kindness and compassion. we all have a role to play in shaping the future of the technomantic age. So let us go forth, my fellow travelers, with courage and curiosity, with wonder and wisdom. Let us embrace the magic of technology, but let us also remember the magic within ourselves, the power of our own creativity and imagination. For in the end, the true technology is not the machine, but the human heart and mind that animates it. Thank you, dear listeners, for joining me on this journey through the meme magic of micro-targeting. I hope that our time together has sparked new insights and inspirations, and that you will continue to explore the wonders and mysteries of the technomantic world. If you have enjoyed our conversation, I invite you to subscribe and follow the Bites of Magic podcast, where we will continue to delve into the arcane arts of the digital age. Until next time, may your bites be blessed and your magic be strong. Farewell and fare forward.
City lights, where the magic hides. He weaves his spells where the future resides. From arcane books to the silicon chip, in MacBain's grip, reality flips.